everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the best little horde house in Azeroth, Horde House for short. We're that World of Warcraft podcast. We like to talk about Warcraft, but not too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and joining me for the next hour or so, say hello to Extifer.
Hello.
How are you, Extifer?
I'm doing great, and you?
Oh, not too bad. Have you slept at all since the launch of Cataclysm?
Yeah, I've slept.
Like for 2 hours total?
No, I'm not my guildies.
Okay. All right. Let's also introduce our guest tonight. Coming back to the show. She was on the show way back. Remember back to episode 2? Let's have a retro moment. Welcome back, everybody. Rice Princess.
Hola.
How are you, Rice Princess?
Bored. How about you?
I'm okay. Is this show boring you already?
No, Cataclysm is boring me.
Cataclysm is boring you already? Why is Cataclysm boring you?
Because it's dumb and boring. I don't know.
It's dumb and boring?
I don't know. It just kind of felt short. Like, I have 285s now. Maybe I don't really have a life either. But, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Boring.
Are they both hunters?
No, you jerk.
All right. Well, we'd like to start off the show asking a little bit about what's going on in Azeroth this week for you. And how have your adventures been in the world of Warcraft? So let's start with Rice Princess, obviously, since we already know what she's been doing since Cataclysm came out. So you've leveled two characters to level 85. What are they and why?
Well, obviously one's a hunter because, you know, I like hunters, I guess. The other one's a warlock. Woohoo. Aren't I exciting?
You are.
You're so exciting. You make me... You just made me relieve myself in my chair.
Hot.
Yeah.
All right.
Literally
wait.
Hot.
I got to go back to this whole like Cataclysm is dumb and boring type thing. You realize this is the game for the next 2 years, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I just got to level cap twice in the span of a week. Tell me that's not boring and dumb.
So you're really upset with the reduced level cap, basically. You wanted something that was 10 levels. Would you be satiated with 10 levels?
Perhaps. I don't know. I'd really have to see. And the zones were kind of... I don't know. It didn't really feel like much was going on. And fucking Uldum is so annoying, by the way.
Girl, bye. Okay, Uldum is the best zone in Warcraft right now.
You know what? I love it. I love the whole Egyptian... like motif thing. It's awesome, but the fucking cutscenes are so ridiculous. I'm telling you, they're so like overdone.
It's something different. I liked it. It was cute.
Yeah, they've kind of fucking overkilled it though.
Like, yeah,
they should have maybe added like 500 less cutscenes and that would have been okay. But
what? Go ahead, Extifer.
I was just going to say I agree with Irene.
What is wrong with you guys? Oldham's like the best zone in WoW. Okay, look.
It was good, but...
I understand there's a ton of cutscenes, and maybe one thing they could have done was taken, like, you know, like, because let's say there's 20 cutscenes in Uldum. Maybe they could have put, like, 5 in Hyjal and 5 in Deepholm, and maybe it wouldn't have felt like so much, because that's the only thing that surprised me was that Uldum was, like, the only zone to have so many cutscenes.
I don't know. Twilight Highlands had a lot of cutscenes, but they were more interesting, I think.
I also haven't seen all those yet because I'm still not 85, even though Rice Princess has two characters at level 85, and therefore WoW is dull and boring.
Gosh, Rob, you're such a loser. Why don't you have an 85 yet? Gosh.
Exactly.
Well, I have this thing called a job, and I have to go there every day, and then...
Hey, guess what?
What?
Newsflash. I have a job, too.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
And then
I don't have a job. I ain't got shit to do all day. So I just play WoW and it's really boring now.
And then outside of work, I go outside and I play and
what?
Guess what? I do too.
Really? What was the last thing you did outdoors that wasn't
I went to San Francisco during the weekend.
I went to Tahoe during the weekend.
Hey,
hey.
Then we both have lives outside of the game. And yet
Twilight
I still have an 85.
Boring.
My penis leveled to 85 just now.
Whoa.
He's level capped.
Okay, so I'm still not following this whole like WoW is dull and boring thing. So how long did it take you to get to 80 in Wrath of the Lich King?
Well, I didn't get the expansion when it first came out. I got it like a year later because I sort of had this tradition of doing that with the expansions. Like I didn't get Burning Crusade till a year later. I didn't get Wrath till a year later. To get to 80 from 70, I don't know, it took me like a month or something. I don't remember.
What, did you do anything different this time?
I don't know, I guess. I had to have. Well, I don't know, like 285s, that's like 10 levels total, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that only took me a week. I don't know. I think Blizzard just didn't make it challenging enough to get to 85. I don't know.
So what's going to happen now over the next, you know, let's say 6 months till we get our first major content patch, maybe 4 months?
I think that you should do, like, have you done any of the battlegrounds? Have you done, because there's like a ton of stuff that they still have in the game that you probably haven't done. The leveling is just a little bit of it.
Well, I'm leveling up a Worgen Druid. You know, I'm the only one who's doing that. Yeah, so we're doing that right now, and that's, I don't know, that's pretty interesting, I guess, but it's kind of the same sort of thing as any other kind of leveling thing, you know? So
yeah.
You weren't blown away by the Worgen introduction? Because I don't know, like every other Warcraft podcast I've heard in the past week is like, oh my god, the Worgen introduction will blow your fucking mind! Ah! You know?
Well, it didn't blow my fucking mind. It was alright, but I mean... God damn, it was just my favorite part is like when you go and you knock on the doors to kind of rescue everyone, everyone's all like dressed all properly and they've got their top hats on and they're like, oh, hello, something's going on outside. I didn't realize. Like, I don't know, are they stupid?
Yeah. I'm Mary Poppins.
I better stop gabbing, because I say the word gab like 6 times in a row, because I'm a female British Worgen woman lady.
I'm a female British Worgen woman lady.
Yeah, I had to say all of that in that sentence, but I don't know. It's funny, I guess. It's entertaining. I don't know. But we're not there anymore. We've moved on to Azeroth, so. I mean, other Azeroth, not Gilneas.
And what do you think of some of the changes in Old World Azeroth?
It's all right so far. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just totally apathetic towards WoW right now. I just, nothing's really, like, blowing my mind. It's just kind of like, oh.
I think you are. You need to join a WoWcoholics Anonymous class.
A class? Why do I need to do that?
I don't know.
Became boring?
You're like... Hi, my name is Rice Persis, and WoW is boring.
Have you tried?
And instant, like, everybody says, hi, Irene, or Rice Princess, since that is your name.
Have you tried archaeology at all?
Yeah.
And?
It's stupid and boring.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with the stupid and boring thing. Although, I think that there are items that you can get that later on in archaeology that can help you out. I think if there's even epic items, and they made God, that has nothing to do with archaeology, but I have to say that they made the Vial of the Shifting Sands or whatever that is, you know, the one that makes you turn you into a drake. They made it bind on, you know, equip, so right. Anybody can get it. So that's really nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So
has nothing to do with archaeology.
I was gonna say, geez.
Just food for thought.
Well, Rice Princess, have you run any of the new dungeons? Have you at least had fun doing that?
I have run some of the new dungeons, and I don't know, I mean, like, they can be kind of challenging sometimes. They're kind of, I don't know, they're not much different from like Wrath dungeons or Burning Crusade dungeons. I haven't noticed. I haven't done any heroics though. And that's what I hear, you know, is the real content right there. Like, so, I don't know. I have to, I have 285s, but neither of them are geared up enough for heroics. So maybe I should work on that. I don't know.
Well, that can be your assignment until we talk to you next, is to uber gear your characters.
Okay.
Yeah, and until then, we do not talk. You are dead to us. I'm kidding. Bye.
All right, well, then let's talk to Extifer, because we all know that they cracked the whip over there on his guild, and he's already level 85. Mm-hmm. So what's been going on since you dinged 85?
Since I dinged 85, I have gotten into heroics, and we're gearing our characters up. I've only cleared 4 heroics at this point, but I haven't been chain running them like the other guildies of mine have. We did start raiding on this Tuesday, and we started with the boss from the new boss in Tol Barad. Forget what the name is. I should really learn these things, but starts with an A. Anyhow,
we'll call him Asshole.
Yeah, let's call him Asshole. We beat him. It was just a hair under his enrage timer, but we were able to beat him. And we got some loot for some mages in our guild. And actually, we beat him twice. We beat him on Monday and then Tuesday. And both times, loot dropped for two people in our guild. So that was pretty sweet. Otherwise, we went into Blackrock Descent, which is one of the introductory raids. And we could do jack shit in those encounters. So, like, to give you an idea of how much harder the content is, when you're not, you know, totally geared for it, unlike Naxxramas, you know, where it was easy mode, totally different. They're very hard. So that's what I have been doing this week. Other than that,
that's really it, because, you know, you hit 85 a week ago. And so you've done four heroics and a couple raids, or are you finding other stuff to fill the time?
I've been herbalizing, and I got my inscription up to 525, and I've been just kind of hanging out, trying to my graphics card is kind of giving me some issues, so I've been trying to research issues on that. Don't know if they're WoW issues or if they're graphics card issues, but trying to research that. But otherwise, that's what I've been doing. The three heroics there are three heroics that I've cleared the most, and it's Vortex Pinnacle, the Lost City of Tol Barad, and the Stone Core. And I keep getting those as my randoms, so I don't really have much to say other than we cleared most of Halls of Origination. Every boss except for one, and I'm convinced that one was bugged at the time, so we couldn't clear him. Otherwise we cleared most of Dead Mines as well, but that's as much as I've done. I know that a bunch of my guildies have done Grim Batal and all of Dead Mines, and probably other heroics as well. Shadowfin Keep is another one.
So. Does your guild have any fun names for the instances? Because, like, I know our guild calls Grim Batol Grim Butthole.
It's a very grim butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I, as far as I know, we don't have any flashy names, but I can take a poll.
You should work on that for next week. Come up with some fun names. Maybe that'll have to be a topic in the future. I don't know. All right. Well, what are your plans over the next couple weeks or whatever? Are you just going to keep doing the raids, or are there other things you want to explore? Are you going to do any alt leveling?
I did actually create two goblins for fun. I created one called Exto Fire, is a mage, and I did the other one is Hextofer, which is a play on the word hex, you know, for my...
Really? I didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, go figure. Shut the hell up. Anyway, I did those two. And then I created a worgen on your server. Name escapes me at the moment. Oh, Destrofer. I named that after for my warlock.
Do you have any characters whose names don't end in Ofer?
Yes, I actually do. I have a rogue named Kostya, and I have a hunter named Exto Girl.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in, I guess, the gearing up for the future raiding, because how many nights a week are you going to be raiding in the future? Eight nights a week, or 10?
No, I don't think I don't know what we're going to do, actually. I mean, I think that the plan is to do Tuesday through Thursday, but I'm honestly not sure.
All right.
At this point in time.
Rice Princess, do you think you're going to try raiding, or are you like, hell no?
I don't know. I kind of want to be like, you know what I just did? I just hit my vent button. Anyway.
It's a hard habit to break.
I know, it is. Did you hear it, Christopher?
I did. I really did.
Well, anyway, I would try raiding with the guild, but I kind of want to be like the emergency raider. Like, I want to be the last person picked in dodgeball. Like, I don't know. I don't want to research my class. I don't really want to, like, do add-ons or anything, like, unless I have to.
Would that be the emergency raider or the lazy raider? I'm not really sure.
The lazy emergency raider, perhaps?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if you guys really need someone, like, you're short on DPS, I'll hop in. But, like, I'm not going to be all, like, serious business hardcore about it, I don't think.
I'm a little worried about your dislike for Cataclysm, Irene, because if you're not really going to be working towards the raiding except in, you know, cases of emergencies, you know, break glass or whatever, how do you think you're going to be spending your time? What do you think, if I have you back on the show in a month, what do you think you're going to be talking about?
Probably how much I hate being like an 85 Worgen druid. I should be 85 by then, you know? Give me a week.
Who knows? You'll like playing a druid and then you'll get hooked.
Yeah, it's pretty cool so far. I love playing a kitty because it's just like a rogue, and I've played rogues before, so.
There you go.
You used to be really heavy into PvP back in vanilla, right?
I did.
And yeah, because I remember you used to show me PvP, and for the longest time, I really, really hated Warsong Gulch, and you've always loved it. Actually, why am I talking in past tense? I still really hate Warsong Gulch, and you love it.
I do. Well, I haven't really played in Gulch for a while. Like, mm-hmm. Back in Vanilla WoW, it was, like, so badass. But, I mean, I don't know. I might still like it. I haven't really focused on PvP in a while, so.
I was going to say, have you thought about trying some of the new PvP stuff? Because, you know, there's all the, there's what, Tol Barad and Twin Peaks, some of the new areas, and.
See, the thing about these areas is that you have to really come up with strategy. Like, with Warsong Gulch, it was just almost, like, raw one-on-one PvP. There wasn't really any fancy things you had to do. You had to get the flag from one side to the other. The rest is just fight each other, you know. And I love that aspect because I'm like really competitive in that nature. But like going around like, oh, you have to do this first and you have to get so many resources and blah blah blah. It's just, it throws too much complexity into the whole thing.
What about Arena? Have you thought about trying more Arena?
Yeah, but you know, that takes like serious dedication. That takes like, mm-hmm. I would have to spend all of my time focusing on Arena and just, I don't know. Like, I would also need a really good partner who's just as dedicated, and I don't know anyone who's that good, so.
I've tried to do the Arena thing. Remember we tried to do that in Wrath?
Mm-hmm, I remember.
And it's just kind of grating on you. I don't know, like, having to deal with the waiting and then going in and spending 2 seconds in there to get killed or kill. And it's just, it's like, it's really, really, really annoying, I would say. I think that PvP might be better though now because it takes longer to kill people because of all the high health, and I think that PvP might actually be fun. It actually might last a lot longer and you know, be more fulfilling in that respect.
It's entirely possible. I don't know. Like, the thing about Arena is that you really have to research every class and know how to counter everything with every class, and just, I don't know, it just requires too much thought. Like, in Battlegrounds, it's a little different. It's a little more casual. You don't really have to know. You can still get by. You work with a larger team. It's just, I don't know, it's more fun to me doing Battlegrounds versus just like 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, you know, or even 5-on-5.
It would be kind of nice if you could sign up for like an Arena for Dummies bracket, because I think that would be kind of actually awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, there is non-rated arenas, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's usually kind of the same groups just practicing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you could just, you know, do the regular arenas, and even if you get your ass handed to you, you still get, like, some points out of it, right?
True, mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about, and I don't know if you've heard about this, but this was big news in this past week, and I noticed it's not on Extrovert's little list, but maybe you've heard about it too, Extrovert. Have you heard about the new War Games feature?
Yes.
No.
I don't choose to focus on PvP, Rob.
All right, well, let me. Well, fine.
I hate PvP. Then, you can be the PvP news person.
Fine, I will relay this important piece of PvP news. There's a new feature in the game. Stop it. You are rude and ignorant. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. So there's this new feature. I knew that was going to happen. Kill you in your sleep. Right. So there's this new feature called War Games, and it's a button that is on the PvP menu. And basically, if you are a party leader, you can target another party leader and challenge their party to a war game. And that could be either a 2v2, a 3v3, a 5v5, depending on the size, or it could be all the way up to actually doing your own 10-man battleground or 25 or I guess even 40 if you could get that many people battleground that high. But here's the interesting thing, and I haven't used it, obviously, because I'm not even 85 yet, so I haven't seen all these features, but it doesn't matter what faction you are. So I don't know how that works. Like, does that mean if you go into war games with the 10 versus 10 and both sides are alliance, one of you has to make believe your horde? I don't know how that works. But that's kind of interesting.
It sounds, I mean, because like in Arena, you fight against Alliance also. If you're Alliance, you fight against your same faction. So, I mean, is it contributing anything towards any faction stuff, or is it just straight up fighting?
No honor, no statistics, no tracking, because you're able to kind of work the system because you can choose who you're going to fight against. Mm-hmm. You still get your stats sheet at the end, but that's it. It doesn't count on any type of permanent record. It's basically a skirmish otherwise.
I was thinking maybe if you're playing Alliance, maybe you guys become, you know how you get the, if you're Horde and you go into one of those, you know what I'm trying to say, the one of those instances like Calling of Stratholme. Mm-hmm.
You get the costume buff or whatever. That could very well be. So I don't know, you know, and I don't know how many people have been able to screw around with this feature. Maybe we'll get an email on it of people that have actually kind of used it or have read more about it. I think right now everybody's kind of too busy with the rush to 85. But, you know, I've heard people talking about how this is somewhat of a real game changer for WoW. Especially for the PvP world, because there's been lots of people who want to fight certain people in a PvP environment like Warsong Gulch or like Arathi, and usually you just have to kind of hope you end up in the same battleground.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can control that. Granted, you're giving up your honor and your rewards from it because it's not randomized, but, you know, still, it's you know,
yeah, you I think match it's... up. I think it's pretty good for people that want to practice for the rated battlegrounds, you know.
Also, what I'm really curious about, and maybe we'll just have to, like, try testing this in our guild or something, because we have people that are bored and crazy enough to do it. But, like, could you do a 3v3, and instead of picking Arena, could I do, like, a 3v3 Arathi Basin just for lols? Like,
I have no idea.
I wonder if that would work, or if it would be like, no, there's not enough people to do that battleground, so I don't know. I've got to play with this feature when more people are bored.
You know, I think they probably have a certain limit of people, because if you do regular Arathi Basin, I think they require that you have at least like 5 people or something. Same with Gulch. They require you have at least like 4 or something like that. So if they are going to do something like that, they'd probably require at least that limited amount of people. So.
Interesting. And then I wonder if questing in Alterac Valley would still work, because I wonder if the quest would even be there, if the quest people would just be gone and you're not going to be able to gain rep. I don't know. There's so many questions I have about the specifics about it. Maybe I'm just kind of being a nerd, but it, they did make this FAQ post, but I don't know. It just didn't seem to answer everything. Maybe I didn't dig
enough. I think that maybe you should try it out.
I might just have to, but everybody's too busy running dungeons.
Not me.
Not you.
Try it out with Irene.
I'll go try it out on my own.
Awesome.
Right now, guys. Bye.
All right. Well, let me talk about my week in Azeroth, and we can get to the news. I'll be kind of quick. Obviously, as I mentioned already, shut it. I already have not dinged 85. I'm 84 and a half. I've already not dinged 85.
There you go.
I'm 84 and a half. I'm almost there. I've barely touched... what is it, Twilight Highlands or whatever? I think I've done like the introductory quests where you're leading the Twinkie son of the king all around Stormwind, And then you go to the area, and I think I did the quest where you blow up the boat. Oh my god, spoilers. And that's it. Like, that's as far as I've gotten, which is like three quests in.
I have no idea what that's like, because I did the horde.
You blow up a boat full of goblins. It's kind of fun.
Oh, yep. Interesting.
Yeah, good times.
Totally fun. Wow.
Yeah.
See, we get to fly into Twilight Highlands, and Deathwing shows up and all that stuff.
No, that didn't happen for us. At least the point I'm at. Keep in mind, I'm like three quests in, so maybe that happens a little ways. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you should totally.
No, it doesn't. It never happens, Rob.
Oh, it might not ever happen.
But I was doing a bunch of dungeons the other night, like after I dinged 84, I think was finally the time I did like Halls of Origination for the first time and Vortex Pinnacle. And I've been doing archaeology as well, which I know you both think is really boring. I don't know why. I think it's kind of fun. Like, I like playing the whole hot and cold game and looking for the hidden items. I don't know why, but it's fun to me, so there you go.
Wow, this expansion was made just for you.
Exactly.
I love Uldum, and I know you guys are like, oh, there's too many cutscenes, but I just thought the quests were really funny, especially, you know, I'm not super duper into the lore of World of Warcraft. Like, it's cool, and I understand they put a lot into it, but I don't follow it. So, like, the stuff with Harrison Jones and all the parodies to Indiana Jones, and especially, like, just a lot of the pop culture references that show up in Uldum just cracked me up. Like, I thought it was great and not too serious. And then, of course, I love the whole, like, Ankaraj Egyptian kitty people look that zone has going for it. I was really surprised. I thought I would hate Uldum. But
did you do the Katamari quest?
No, I haven't.
Where you roll on the fiery ball? You didn't do that?
I don't know how I missed it, but no. But I did do
quest.
Well, I did a ton of quests for the goblin Nazi-ish guy that when he asks you to bring 8 totems, and then he's like, no, I need 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, which made me laugh. I'm just really stupid because... Does Horde have that quest at all? It was really funny. And then the whole, like, hide your wife, hide your kids, because they're killing everyone on out here. It was funny.
I love how you said that, too.
Yeah, I love that Blizzard does that. You know,
yeah, so for that reason,
what's going on?
I thought Uldum was a lot of fun, and I think Vortex Pinnacle is probably my favorite of the instances I've played, which is an Uldum zone. Like, not only is it really neat, the whole like instance in the clouds type of idea, but I think it's kind of the right length. Like, I think it's long, has an appropriate number of trash pulls, it's challenging without being like, oh my god, face melting, and the tornado flying is really neat.
Yeah, I like that instance too. There's two instances or three instances in the Uldum zone, and of all three of them, I think that's the best one. The worst one, well, I guess in terms of length, it's not bad by any means. I really like the instance. It's just very long. Is Halls of Origination? Have you done that yet?
Yes, we did that for the first time yesterday. And, you know, for the most part, we were doing really well, but there was like one trash pull we were wiping like 4 times on. And that's it's very humbling to go back and wipe on trash. I thought Horse of Origination was cool, but it was a bit much to have 4 bosses at the end after you just do 4 mini bosses on your way up. I was like, really? There's 4 bosses up here?
Yeah.
That's a bit much to me. And so.
Yeah, it's really a lot of content in one 5-man instance. I thought that maybe they should have broken it up like into wings or something. Like, it just feels like it's a mini raid, you know what I mean? Like, it's especially I did the heroic version. We were in there for like 2 hours.
Oh my gosh,
you know, and we got to one boss and like I said earlier, I felt like it was bugged. Maybe it wasn't, maybe we were doing it wrong, but we couldn't get past one of the bosses, and it was one of those 4 bosses, you know. But we did clear the boss that gives you the achievement, so we got our guild achievement for the clear of Halls of Origination, but we didn't actually clear every single boss in there.
Yeah, it is a little weird how that works. So I haven't run all the instances though, so I can't really say which one is like totally my favorite and my least favorite, but Rice Princess, have you at least run them all, the regulars ones?
No, I haven't done all of them.
What are you missing? I thought you did them all.
I haven't done Throne of Tides, and I haven't done Stonecore.
Oh, Throne of Tides is really pretty. You should go back and do that. Exifer, have you done them all?
I've done all of every one of them, yes.
Okay.
I haven't done I mean on her on regular, I've done every single one of them.
Well, what's your favorite and your least favorite?
My favorite would probably be Throne of the Tides, because I think it's pretty and it's, I think, also kind of the right length for an
And you like
instance.
pretty things.
Yes. Well, it was actually gorgeous, like going in there first. You know, I thought they did a really great job on it.
Except for
I
that
think it's.
slow ass elevator. What is up with Blizzard and slow ass elevator bosses in this expansion?
I do think that it's probably the most unique instance of the expansion so far, in terms of five mans, because it's just different than the others. I mean, in the respect that it's underground and it's huge, and or like gives you the feeling like you're in this huge place, you know. And I don't know, everything just looks watery and cool. My least favorite would probably be Stonecore, maybe, because I just hate the last boss. I just
Why
hate.
do you hate her?
Well, it's probably because she's a bitch on heroic, and she sends out a bunch of people to fart on you and kill you. She
That's
throws
disappointing
rocks
that she
at you,
farts
and
and
you
kills on
get.
you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well. Do you find that the dungeons change a lot going from regular to heroic, or is it kind of same thing with a couple new tricks?
Well, it's the same thing with a couple new tricks, but the couple new tricks are like really, really like more ch make the fight more challenging, I think. It's like going from Mimiron easy mode to Mimiron hard mode, in my opinion. Because, I mean,
I never fought
easy.
Mimirons, that means nothing to me.
Okay,
That's all right.
Mimiron easy mode was no fire all over the place. Mimiron hard mode was fire all over the place. And while it was only one trick that changed, it was a pretty much a game changer, you know, for the fight. So they did that with most of the bosses, I think. Very few of them have the same exact abilities that they, you know, or mechanics that they had, you know, in normal, which I think is interesting.
One other quick thing I wanted to share about my week is that I have also been raiding, just like Extifer is like raiding already. I have also been raiding, and my guild, we're so elite, we raided and we cleared Serpent Shrine Cavern
Ooh.
and Black Temple,
Oh my God.
which
You
took
guys.
forever. Oh my God, that place is huge.
Yeah, I know. I did that like a few months ago with my guild, and I was surprised, but I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, I like the last fight. The Illidan fight's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's cool. So yeah, and the Vaj fight though in Serpent Shrine Cavern, you still have to do that whole tainted core throwing. Like that doesn't change. You can't just tank and spank it. You still have to follow the mechanic to some degree. I mean, time isn't an issue and the adds are very manageable at level 85, but you have to know what you're doing or you'll just be in there forever. So
I haven't actually done Serpent Shrine Caverns ever. I
you
don't think
should.
I've ever even stepped foot in there.
Really? It's
Yeah.
okay. The best part about it is when you activate the bridge to go to Lady Vaj, because it just goes whoosh, and that's pretty, and that's the sound it makes. Whoosh.
How do you really?
Yes.
How do you say her name? I've never understood. Is it Lady Vag or
I say
Vaj?
Lady Vaj, but I think
Lady
it's
Vag.
Lady Vaj is what you're supposed to say. But we're
Yeah.
really dirty, so we say Lady Vaj.
Rob,
How do
that's what happens when you go to My Lady Vag. It goes whoosh.
you? And when you go to my Lady Vag,
Ew.
you, yeah.
But I well now we call what's that zone, Vajir or whatever, which is like the worst zone in the expansion. I'm sorry, I just I it's
What
terrible.
the
I hate Vajir. I call it either Vajir or Papshmir.
You know, I've been calling it Vagtear. I don't know why. That doesn't make any sense, but
Vagtear.
because that
Did it
zone.
just have a baby?
Yeah,
That
the
zone
zone
is
just
about
had a
as fun as a
baby.
pap schmear. So
how would you know? How do you know how fun a pap smear is?
I read about it on the internet and watch it on YouTube.
You never know.
So I could just see you. It's time. I'm home from work, and I am Rob, and I'm going to look on the internet about things that have to do with the female vagina, as opposed to male vagina. Yeah.
Clicking on this one. Let's see. Oh, that sounds unpleasant.
I'm going to watch this YouTube.
Okay, wait. Oh, then let me ask Rice Princess, what was more fun to you? Leveling to 85 or getting a pap smear?
Pap smear times a million. Although. Okay, it wasn't.
Do your pap smears have cutscenes?
I want to know, my question is, what is the pap and why do they want to smear it?
You know,
really?
I don't really know.
Really? This is a World of Warcraft podcast, remember?
It just changed into pap smear cast.
No, it's okay. I will not allow this to happen. We are going back to the topic at hand, and we need to talk about the news this week in world of pap smears.
No, but seriously, vaginas.
Yeah, let's talk
vaginas.
About vaginas.
What's up with that? Let's not. Extifer, tell us about what's new in the world of whatever this is.
In the world of whatever this is? Mm-hmm. Well, in the world of whatever this is, there's a few things I want to talk about.
The world
about.
Of cataclysm.
And the cataclysm? I don't know what you just said, but whatever. There are a few things that happened this week. Of course, you mentioned one of the things that I didn't have listed, which is fine because you're the new PvP dude in our show. So we're just going to leave.
Which is awesome because I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't going to say it, but since you put it that way. In terms of the top-end guilds, I just read recently that top-end guilds have already cleared, you know, most of the normal content in the raiding environment. And they just started attempting heroic modes this week. They've already downed, as far as I know, one of the bosses. This isn't very much news to me, because these same guilds were downing this stuff in beta. So, I mean, it's not like this is anything new to them. I'm pretty sure that Blizzard has them test their content out for them because they're the top guilds, you know, and they've probably all got beta invites before anybody else did. So I'm sure that they, you know, are great players and everything like that, but they've truthfully had a lot of time to practice this stuff. So it doesn't surprise me in the least that they have done it. I don't know. It's nothing really to me.
Well, God, so, and I thought Irene was quick through blowing through the expansion.
I know.
These guys must have been just like level 85 in 24 hours and then just jumping right into raids, right?
Yeah.
But there's
Irene, how did it feel to blow the expansion, by the way?
Oh, it felt so good.
Were you getting
all that was so convincing.
Yeah.
But the thing that kind of confuses me, how are they geared to do heroic modes when there's only been two lockout periods since the expansion so far?
Well, I'm assuming that they probably chain ran heroics and they got all their stuff crafted. And if you chain run heroics, really, I mean, you can get a bunch of points, valor points, and justice points. So they would be able to buy, you know, all of their gear and possibly even one or two items from the valor points vendors. So I think that it's possible, definitely possible that they could have done that. I mean, these people are beyond hardcore.
I hope they're getting laid somehow. Like, I just
pretty sure they're not.
I'm concerned. This concerns me.
They say Lady Vosh, not Vag, if you get my drift.
All right,
and
I see.
They never see any Lady Vag. Either.
Yeah, or Lady Butthole.
Now, there's no need for jealous hatred. Y'all are just jealous and hateful.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, I'm sure. Extifer, hasn't Ferrari made the guild message of the day? Like, other guilds are doing heroics. Why aren't we doing heroics? What is going on, you shitbags?
She has not, but I wouldn't put past her to do that.
Well,
no, we got our.
if you can't read what's going on with the European guilds, I can't help you.
Exactly. No, that she definitely has said that. No, she hasn't. But we went in. I mentioned that we started raiding, and let's just say that the whip was cracked.
Was it really?
Yes,
How
but
much DKP did you lose in the first night?
I didn't lose anything. I'm Exto. They can't do anything to me.
Are you
They love
invincible?
me.
You're untouchable?
Yeah, I'm untouchable.
I see.
Like, no, I'm kidding. Like, we no, it was fine. It was fine. I just am being silly.
So does your guild leader really talk like that, Christopher? Is she like, "Hey everyone, how's it going?" Like,
No.
is she always like a sassy black woman?
I
Like,
feel so bad because I've never actually met this person. I totally am just, well, I think we exchanged like a few words the one night I was on their server, but and I make fun of her on the show for no reason, but Extifer swears that she loves it, so I'll keep doing it. And she'll have to come on at some point. But
no, we will have to have her on,
it's
definitely.
totally my perception of what goes on in Extifer's guild based on the stories he tells on the show. Because we're just like our guild seems like just a bunch of lazy assholes in comparison. Like, you know.
You know,
No, it's just
we
me.
Viral is my guild. That's our name. I don't know if I've ever said that, but we're I think that there's a lot of fun people in my guild that, you know, pretty much everybody's really fun to be around. And, you know, you go into the instances and yeah, we're serious when we go in and we want to clear the content, but we still goof off and we still have a fun time. It's not like
Aw, now you're just saying that because they're the only people that listen to this show.
exactly. I'm
Aw,
actually
thanks.
trying to kiss butt here.
Hey,
And in
people
doing
from
that,
my guild listen to this show too.
I
And they're
don't
a
care
bunch
about
of
your guild.
fucking annoying pricks. My
Yeah,
God.
I
I'm gonna
know.
fucking G quit now.
Why do
Jerks.
you think I never play on your server?
Oh my God, I always say that I'm AFK, but I'm really not. I'm just not wanting to talk to anyone at all. God, they're so neurotic. Aw.
All right. Anyhow, how about more news?
Okay. Well, since you asked me, I will bring up the rest of the news. How about that?
Wait, actually, I have a quick question because I'm going to hang out with Guildies IRL on Saturday. We're all going to go see Tron because I
Oh
want
my God.
what?
Invite.
I'm sure we can arrange something, but we're going in the Bay. But anyway, I'll talk to you offline about that. But do you ever, you don't know your guildies IRL, right?
I don't.
These
I
are all
don't
people you
have.
met on the internets?
They're all on the East Coast or in Midwest, and I'm the only one on the West Coast, I believe.
It's just interesting to me. Like, I've never played WoW with that many people that I don't know IRL. Like, even our guild has like a few people that kind of came in from weird places, you know, just like we have one guy that we just randomly picked up on a pug run and he fits in with the rest of us socially so well. It kind of works, but I always feel bad because and we have another guy who joined because of OLR and he's you know, listened to that show and wanted to come play on our server. But I and they all fit in really well socially with our guild, but I feel bad because we're always talking about like, "Hey, let's all hang out on Saturday," and these guys can't do that.
I
It's
know.
sad. Losers. We don't like them anyway. By the way, Rob, the
What?
one that's from the Midwest wants to know if you're thinking about him right now.
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great. That's inappropriate because he's only
Ew.
eight, but I'll let him know.
All right.
Send the cyber police over.
All right, have a seat. All right, Extrovert, keep going with the news.
Okay. Since I mentioned only one thing, you know, I have three more
We'll
items.
mention another thing.
Hey, okay. So Ghostcrawler once again has tackled tanks and threat issues. I'm not sure why. I'm assuming it's because people are still complaining about threat issues as tanks and how people can easily peel off the tank. And he's like, look, bitches, this is what you do. You know, I think that they're getting a lot of backlash, healing and tanking wise, because of all of the new changes to, you know, everything and how DPS
We
can
fear
just.
change.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the whole thing. And so he's created a new blog entry explaining that, it's designed to be like this. It's designed to be the threat is designed to be like this, where you have to actually manage it, and everybody has to make sure that they watch their threat and that they don't go above the tank. That's why the game has built-in threat meters now, and without them, the whole mechanic is useless. I mean, you might as well just have a DPS tank, because you still have to have the hierarchy. You have to have a tank, than the DPS and the healer, in regards to threat. And he said if a healer and DPS start attacking right away without letting the tank get any aggro at all, which is, this is we're talking about Burning Crusade and vanilla mechanics, you know what I mean? People have just not gotten so used to Wrath that they forget that this is the way it used to be, where you had to let the tank grab aggro before you could, pitch in your, 10K DPS.
Well, and it's not
So
just Wrath, but it's the fact that for about the past year, we've all been running Wrath heroics and ICC gear. You know, even I remember when Wrath first came out, the dungeons in Wrath were still pretty challenging.
Yeah, I mean, they were still AoE fest, and you
Except
would win the
Violet Hold. That was never challenging.
Violet Hole.
Violent Hole.
Violent Hole. Yeah, I mean, they were still somewhat challenging, but the tanks and healers and everybody had it easier, because you didn't have to crowd control. And that's this whole thing, is that you need the crowd control now. You need to make sure the tank gets threat on whatever target that they're targeting. It's a good thing to have maybe an assist macro, so you can always target what the tank's targeting, and DPS it, so that you don't have these issues where random caster is on the healer, you know what I mean? Or random caster is on a DPS, because they've decided to go out and be a shit bag and start DPSing, the wrong
And then
mobs.
they'll start yelling out, learn to tank, learn to
Yeah,
heal,
exactly.
noob.
And if
Their
you've
fault.
noticed, our all AoE abilities, including healing, have been nerfed, and so it's harder for a tank to grab and
Yeah,
keep aggro
Vagslash
going.
got nerfed 2 days ago. It upsets me.
Aw, I'm sorry
It's
about
okay
that.
because I have the Radiating Beauty move, which is a lot of fun. I
Queef
love
Shine.
that move, by the way.
Yeah, we're gonna call it Queef Shine.
I don't know if I'd call it Queef Shine, although it does make kind of a kind of noise when you're using it. So maybe it would be appropriate, but it just seems a little weird because
And it
I see it
shines.
mostly in my boobs. So it's kind of like booby shine.
Okay, there. We can call it Booby Shine.
And then, yeah, and like when somebody rubs their face in boobs, it's kind of like b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-
I like that you,
and you run
two
fast
gay
too.
Men are like talking about things on a woman's like body, like women.
You know, that's all they talk about.
Motorboat, that's what it's called. Let's do that. Pop, 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 pop. Like, that's just, I don't know.
Hilarious. I, regardless of my sexuality, motorboating boobs is fun. Like, you don't,
it's true.
You don't have to be gay or straight or whatever to appreciate.
I like balls, you know.
Do you like motorboating balls?
Yeah, I like bouncing balls, you know.
Are you like,
therefore I like boobs.
On balls?
Yeah.
I am sorry I asked. Can we move on with news?
So, anyhow,
pap smears.
The next thing on my list is that they've discovered that archaeology gives group-wide buffs for cataclysm instances. Every single instance has its own archaeology buff, from 10% damage on elementals to movement speed 10% faster. It depends on which instance you're in. But you have to use archaeology to get these items that will, I believe they're daily quests that you can turn in or something like that. Anyway, that you can get the items. Yeah. And they're, you can buy them on the auction house. I think they're overpriced right now with the, you know, because of course the expansion is still new, but I'm sure that those will come down in, you know, in due time. But the, yeah, I thought that was a real neat thing. I really like it. And it actually will help with, you know, if somebody's high level archaeology, you know, in your guild, it'll help with those guild runs, you know, of the dungeons.
I'm glad to hear there's more of a goal for like end level archaeology now, because a lot of times with crafting, you start a crafting because there's something at the end you want to get, whether it's like, you know, the flying carpet or, you know, a certain enchants, being able to do your rings or whatever. So it's kind of cool that archaeology now, even though it's a secondary profession, you don't have to sacrifice anything to do it. At least it gives you incentive on why you would want to do archaeology.
Yeah. And like I said earlier, archaeology gives you the ability to get, you know, items that are actually really nice, you know, and could be useful in game, like trinkets and stuff like that, from what I understand. So I think that, you know, it gets a bad rap because it is kind of stupid at first. And I mean, I was doing it the other day. I'm not going to lie. I fell asleep doing it. It was so freaking boring, you know, but I think after a while you get used to it, and I think I like it better than fishing. You know,
oh, it's way better than fishing.
Yeah.
I talk to people on Vent while I do it, and it's fun. Like, you know, I'll tell dick and fart jokes with Irene on Vent while I do archaeology, and it's fun.
That's cool. What dick and fart jokes do you tell? Oh, okay.
That's not even a dick and fart joke. That's
but you laughed nonetheless, didn't you? You
that
still
is
laughed.
Just, that is just a sound effect. I believe that is not a dick and fart joke. Definitely not.
It
it's a queef
dicks
joke.
Dicks or farts.
Yeah.
Was there any more news, Extrafer?
Yes. The last thing I want to talk about is actually Blizzard is giving out 10-day free Cataclysm trials for those who haven't upgraded the Cataclysm yet. It's a 10-day trial that you can only use if you have Wrath of the Lich King, you know, and all the other expansions. And you can only use it once per account. And, you know, obviously you don't have Cataclysm yet and you want to see what happens. You get to create goblins and worgen and do all the Cataclysm stuff for 10 days and then it gets deactivated if you don't upgrade. So I thought that was actually pretty cool because there's a lot of people that, you know, don't have the money necessarily to start, you know, Cataclysm, and it gives them the ability to, you know, join in for at least 10 days and hey, Irene leveled to 85 twice in a week.
Well,
so
now, I seem to remember with the Wrath trial, you could only level up to 71. Like, it only lets you go to, like, one level higher, so
you know, it's possible that that's the case, but
yeah.
Either way, I mean, you get to at least level once, you know, and experience, you know, the new zones, and you can create Goblin and Worgen, so that's pretty cool, too.
Okay.
So that's it for the news this week.
All right. Well, thank you, Extrafer, for the news.
No problem, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
What just happened?
I don't know. Let's go to the mailbag and look at responses to last week's topic.
Okay.
All right. And last week's topic would have been the thing that you most wanted to happen in the Cataclysm that didn't happen. And I remember I talked about like Naxxramas should be a dance studio and all that.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have our first email here that starts off Akamagosh. This is Sako. I don't know. I'll say
that's
Sako.
A long name.
It's Sako. Sako, right?
Sure. Why
all right.
You want some sake?
From the Maelstrom server. I wish they had made a Scarlet Monastery a heroic level 85 instance. I love the regular four instances and always go back and run through them in my Scarlet set at least once a week. I don't know why, but that's really fun. Like me imagining someone like, oh, it's time for Sunday brunch. Let me get in my Scarlet set and I'm going to go run into the monastery. I don't know why, but that just
are they
cracks
like
me
super
up.
Flamey gay too? Like, I'm going to get into my Scarlet set.
Probably not that bad.
Oh my god, I'm gonna go to Scarlet Monastery right now. Oh my god! Ah!
I so apologize to this emailer.
Okay.
Well, what do you guys think, though? Should Scarlet Monastery have been a heroic dungeon as well? I would love to see the whole cathedral pull in a heroic, where you just pull the whole damn cathedral at once. That still is fun, especially if you're a boomkin. Which I don't play one regularly anymore, but it's so much fun to pull the whole fucking monastery and then just like do a tidal wave and watch everybody go flying or do the starfall. It is still fun. I would get dressed up in my Scarlet set and go do a tidal wave on everybody.
That sounds so gay.
All right. Also.
Guess you've got nothing better to do, huh, yeah. Rob?
Well, maybe this is something you could do now, Rice Princess, since you're so fucking bored of Cataclysm already.
Yeah, you can hop into your Scarlet Monastery set and go into, and, you know, happen upon the Scarlet Monastery and kill them.
I was just there the other night, and they made, like, some minor changes to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the armory, they added something, I don't fucking remember, whatever. In the cathedral, they have, like, people that help you now in there, and then in the fountain, there's, like, a crazy guy dancing in the middle of it for no reason at all.
It's is he,
like,
wearing his Scarlet set?
He is wearing a Scarlet set. He is wearing
maybe it's this guy.
It could be. I mean, like, they keep seeing him all the time, you know, Blizzard employees. So they're like, we'll just add him into the game.
There you go. All right. There's more to the email, so I'm going to read the last bit here. Oh, yeah. Also, I agree, Kara would have been another great heroic, but they would have changed the bosses like the other remade instances. That would kill the love I have for Kara. And for the Horde. And that's, again, Sokko from Maelstrom.
See, I kind of feel bad because I don't know who this person is, and I'm just making fun of him. Like, haha, you loser. Well,
it's par for the course if you're going to email us. Of course, this guy, it's just the vision we have in our heads. I mean, I'm sure legitimately he's probably doing something really funny, like we're talking about the whole, like, pulling the cathedral. And it is still kind of a neat instance, but sometimes emails don't always come across the way they're intended or whatever, so.
You know, he's probably, like, this 6'4 bodybuilder, like, really tough, like, firefighter guy.
And
he's
gonna,
like,
gonna kick my ass.
I appreciate what you said about
me. I'm not making fun of the guy. I think it's
well,
so.
I am,
so what, Rob?
Say.
So what if I want to go in and frolic in my Scarlet Monastery while putting out fires because I'm a tough dude?
Can we talk about the Kara part? Because
yes, please. I love Kara.
Yes, we talk about the whole Kara would have been another great heroic, but they would have changed the bosses like the other remade instances. You know, some of the bosses could use some updating though. Like, I think it would have been okay to change at least, like, maybe the first half. I think Chess shouldn't change and Prince shouldn't change. Some of the other stuff that's still, you know, kind of a neat mechanic. But, like, you know, they could do some new mechanics for, like, Horseman and the rogue guy that's, like, the second boss, Morose. Yeah, Morose could use a new set of polish. And I don't think that would ruin things.
I like Morose.
The opera, too. They could put, like, different types of
opera. Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Awesome. They should have
that they should do that.
And they should totally modernize it too. They should have, like, Inception boss and
dun, dun. And you have to, like, figure out what's going on, cuz that's what you do with Inception. That's all there is.
That is it. All right, Memento boss. All right. The whole thing is just running backwards. Let's go to an email from Peaker Uno. This is like half and half because it's topic of the week / new question. So here we go. How's New Azeroth treating you this week? Well, just listen to the first half of the show. Wish I could say I've been playing the game, but I'll be so busy I won't get around to it till January. Thankfully, your podcast keeps me up to speed and very excited to eventually get to play Cataclysm properly. But yes, topic of the week. I suppose the one thing most people complained about during Cataclysm was the lack of any real explanation as what happened during the Cataclysm. Sure, it's all in the novels and comics and stuff, but lore-wise, and basing yourself just on what's experienced in-game, the jump from Lich King to Cata is more than a little jarring. I totally agree, actually.
I do, too.
The launch event was pretty shitty. Let's not lie. The launch event for this game sucked, and it was probably because, and we've even heard, they had to cut a lot of stuff out. And I'm imagining there was more things that were going to happen, and hopefully we would have seen some of those things that are in the novels and so forth. But for whatever reason, time and patching and what have you, they cut all that shit out. And I think it was probably to make the Christmas season. But yeah,
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really did not a lot during that. And what about those bosses that became available?
It was pointless.
You saw them for like 3 days, it seemed like, and then the whole event was done.
Yeah,
you know, and what was the point? I mean, there's new expansion, so you don't really care about the gear that you get, And I'm playing the game while we're speaking and dying.
Well, it's nice. It's not addict. It's nice for those people that didn't really get the experience to run ICC a whole bunch. I mean, sure, you could pug it, but some people just hate raiding. They hate all the big politics that can come with it and so forth. I mean, it can be really hard to get into raiding. So I think for that reason, it was cool that they were dropping 251s right at the end of, you know, I'm cool with them giving that stuff out like candy at the end. You know, it made it a little more worthwhile. But still, for those of us that had spent time raiding and had the gear, there was nothing to this. I mean, it was like, OMG, the world is ending and elementals are just suddenly appearing in cities. And it has nothing to do with this whole change in power on the Horde, a major shift, a rebuilding of Orgrimmar. And, you know, just it seems like there's so much left out that you just have to go read the books for. I mean,
I totally agree.
That stuff. Yeah.
How did the elemental invasion lead to Tauren Paladins? You know, like, we needed a little more. So,
yeah.
Well, let me get to the rest of the email from Peeker Uno. As for features, well, the strengthening of the guilds feature is a good start. It's great to be able to check trade skills guild-wide, and the leveling and achievement system is certainly fresh. But whatever happened to guild halls? I thought the instance portal in Stormwind meant that Blizzard was planning this from vanilla, and they kind of said they might consider it in the future. I know they've not ever really mentioned this feature recently, but it would have made a good sense with the guild's revamp. That's it for this week. Look forward to hearing the show. That's another really good like thing that should have happened in the Cataclysm that didn't. Whatever happened to like having like a guild hall? I think they don't want to take people out of the cities is part of it. I think for whatever reason, you know, well, maybe the fact it's a multiplayer game, they want there to be a lot of hustle and bustle in the cities. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as long as you have an auction house and, you know, some of the other things, a bank and things that wouldn't be in the guild hall, I would still think there's reasons to go outside.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't think it would.
I mean, other games like, you know, there's other game. Most other MMOs have guild halls, and I've played, you know, Warhammer Online where they have them, and then, you know, Runes of Magic has them, and I don't really see any shortage of people in the main cities. I mean, I think that that's just something that they're kind of paranoid about. Like, they really want people to be around people, you know. So
but
I
in a
just
guild
think
hall,
they're apprehensive about it.
In a guild hall, you would be around people. The people
I know,
want
I know,
to
but
be around.
It's the whole being around, I don't know, anonymous players, I guess. Maybe it's not. I don't know what's going through their minds.
I bet they'll do it in the next expansion. I bet this is what happens in the next expansion because it would
I bet
give,
it's coming.
It would give more of a purpose to guild leveling too. Like imagining you could level and like change your hall and add portals or add, you know, other little cool things to your guild hall that maybe you would still have to access by going to Stormwind or Ironforge or whatever, Org and Thunderbluff or what have you. You know, you still have to go to a major city to get to your guild hall, but that would be a cool little thing that they could work into the reward system maybe.
You know what? In 2 years' time, you're going to look back at this conversation and be like, I totally called it.
Totally. Were you going to say something?
Does a guild hall serve? I mean, is there any practical like purpose for it?
It could serve as like just kind of like a meeting place in game. Like, you know how like sometimes we've had guild meetings and we did it at the Stormwind Park before it was raised. The other thing too, some people are really into just the looks of things and, you know, like getting into playing dress up with their character.
I think it's totally RP. Definitely.
That just makes it sound way more nerdy. Like, I think it would be fun to have a guild hall to like decorate. Like, imagine like you could get trophies for certain guild achievements and they'd be guild hall, you know, just a status thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a purely like aesthetic thing. It's not really like for any other function in the game.
It would depend on how far Blizzard wants to go with it. You know, they could put portals in it so that you could use it to transport automatically to like Dalaran or I don't know, wherever the hell you want to go in the next expansion. They could put some functionality into it, but they probably wouldn't want to put too much or else you'd never leave your guild hall.
Yeah. You've put a lot of thought into this, Rob.
Well, it's in other games, like you said, like City of Heroes, I think, has something like it from what I don't play it. But from what I was shown, I seem to remember there was kind of something like that. And it was very much, you know, you could put teleports to other cities and you could kind of build it up based on how good you were doing. And I remember in Final Fantasy XI, one of the things I actually thought was really cool, and as much shit as I've given the Final Fantasy MMOs lately because of 14, Final Fantasy XI, the Mog House system was kind of neat. You could decorate your Mog House, and you could grow plants and do like types of crafting in your Mog House. And then the feng shui in your, I know this sounds so nerdy, but the feng shui in your Mog House would give you bonuses to certain like elemental attacks and so forth. Like if you had a very water heavy house full of plants and so forth, then your water attacks as a black mage would do more damage.
Yeah, but you know, the whole Mog House thing, you know, doesn't negate the fact that it's Final Fantasy XI.
You know what? 11 came a long way. It's just too bad that I already switched
to that. I don't even want to hear it.
All right. 14, that's another story. Hey, let's get into regular emails.
Oh, okay.
Actually, wait, no, I lied. We need to get into this week's topic of the week. I'm trying to skip the last half of the show. Of course, if you want to send us email responses to this topic or any emails at all, you can always email the show at hordehousepodcast, all one word, at gmail.com. If you want to give Rice Princess your phone number, that would be the place to send it as well, right, Rice Princess?
Totally. I love collecting phone numbers.
All right. That you don't know how true that is, you guys. All right, anyhow, let's go to the topic of the week. This week's topic is the Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King dungeon most in need of an 85 heroic. Because, you know, we see a lot of love being given to, you know, like Dead Mines and Shadowfang Keep. But as we've gone into Cataclysm, it's like suddenly Wrath of the Lich King content is like dead, except for the people that haven't upgraded to Cataclysm yet. And Burning Crusade content, I mean, you all are pointing and laughing at me because I'm talking about we're running Black Temple, but it's still kind of fun. So, you know, there was some really good content in both of those expansions. Mm-hmm. You know, what needs to be brought back and bumped up, even though it would probably make no sense lore-wise? Who cares? What needs to be bumped up from Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King and, you know, we need to continue experiencing through Cataclysm? What do you think, Extover?
I would say Burning Crusade, probably the Mechanar, because that was my favorite instance in Burning Crusade, or Shattered Halls, because I like that one too. No on the Architraz, definitely not. Wrath of the Lich King, it just seems like it's just too new. Like, I don't feel like any of them deserve it. God, I don't know. I really don't know. I couldn't get, well, maybe it's some of the Halls instances, like Halls of Lightning. I don't know. None of the ICC dungeons, they just feel too new and too fresh.
A little too new. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. There's nothing you want to preserve. You just got to...
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do, like, most of those dungeons, you know, ever again at this point, because, you know, we did them hundreds of times.
All right, so maybe they just need to age a little more, because you probably would have said this same thing if I asked it when Wrath first came out. That's fine.
Yeah, true.
Rice Princess, do you have an answer? What is the Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King dungeons most in need of an 85 heroic?
I kind of agree with Christopher. Like, I don't really know about any of the Wrath stuff. I mean, I don't know. I don't think any of them are exciting to begin with. Like, really, all of the dungeons are super boring in Wrath.
You are so hateful. Like, what? Why do you play this game?
Because I don't have any friends.
True.
Okay, Wrath was, like, kind of bootsy. It was a bootsy expansion. Like, Burning Crusade was way better. Anyway, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, in terms of Burning Crusade dungeons, like, maybe they could do stuff with Coilfang, like do something with those dungeons, because I mean nobody ever goes there anymore. So
oh god,
slave
if
pens.
I ever step into Underbog, that was like the one instance that I ran over and over again because I was doing my Cenarian expedition rep or whatever during Burning Crusade to get that tank weapon for my druid, and I swear I got so, I think I'm still burnt out by those instances, like the Underbog and what, the Steam Vault and Slave Pens or whatever. Yeah, they were, I didn't like them.
See, that's kind of the thing, like, Blizzard took two really popular, really fun dungeons, Dead Mines and Shadowfang Keep, and they revamped them because they were popular. People love them, and then they will love them again when they go through them. Like, Burning Crusade and Wrath, they didn't really have dungeons like that. There weren't any, like, really super popular, overwhelmingly, like, agreeable dungeons.
I disagree. I think there's one in BC you guys are forgetting.
Which one?
Okay, this would be my answer.
Magister's Terrace.
Magister's Terrace is the one they need to redo from Burning Crusade. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, the last boss in Magister's Terrace is awesome. With the
I like Magister's
Terrace. Oh my god, Magister's Terrace was great. It was the right length. Great boss fights. Definitely, Magister's Terrace would be the one that has to come back from BC.
Yeah, but how many times can you kill Kael'thas?
A million. We were farming the Phoenix, and I will tell you, we farmed that baby Phoenix, I shit you not, for 6 different guildies, and we got...
No, but I mean, lore-wise, I mean, is he gonna come back from the dead again?
Well, the last time was merely a setback, Extifer.
That's true.
You know, they don't even have to add anything, because, like, do you guys even know why you had to go into the Obsidian Sanctum at all? You know?
No. Because they didn't, that was one of the foobars of their lore.
Exactly. Stuff. So, like, it wouldn't even matter anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, whatever. You guys just make up something when you go in there.
All right. The Wrath of the Lich King dungeon. I think there is one that could stand to make a comeback already. And I would say Violet Hold is the one that could come back as an 85 heroic, and it wouldn't seem really so annoying. You know why I say that? Because there isn't, you know, Burning Crusade had a dungeon mechanic like that. It was the Caverns of Time ones, and then Violet Hold kind of had the whole, like, portal thing.
Yeah.
I like the idea. You know, I think in a heroic, they could kind of fudge it a little bit and maybe have some new bosses in there without having to, like, totally change everything. I think Violet Hold would lend itself pretty well to staying current and being... You know, I always liked it because it was kind of just the right length. It didn't feel like a drag to me. And especially at the end. Like, I don't know about you guys, but when I would pop heroics, random dailies, Violet Hold, like, when that would come up, I would actually, like, kind of perk up in my seat. Like, oh, I haven't seen this one in a while. Like, it was actually kind of fun to get Violet Hold for me. But, you know, that's just my opinion, I guess. But I noticed that, unless, again, I haven't played all the dungeons yet, I'm missing two, but I haven't seen any or heard of any that have that same mechanic of, like, the continuously opening portals and so forth.
No. Yeah, there's, I don't think there's any this expansion that are like that, that mirror that mechanic,
but... So maybe Blizzard's sick of that, I don't know, but I kind of think it should stay. So, yeah, is it too early? Obviously, yes. I would have been annoyed if that was already an 85 heroic. But, you know, maybe next time, in the next expansion at least. So,
possibly.
So we want to open it up to the emailees. What do you guys think? Burning Crusade and Wrath of the Lich King dungeon most in need of an 85 heroic? And why? Don't just tell us dungeon names. Tell us why. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com. And or if you're going to be like... Extifer and Rice Princess to say, fuck Wrath, I don't want to see any of those dungeons ever again. Then that's cool. Let us know what made you get so burned out on them. All right. We would go to the tweets usually at this part in the show at twitter.com/hordehouse, but we didn't really get any.
Aww.
Well, here's the funny thing. Piker Uno, he's so funny. He does these, like, he blogged on Twitter, like, while he was listening to the show. So if you actually go and search for the messages at Horde House, you can see, like, at 54 minutes and 20 seconds, he said, fuck yeah, Heroic Kara, which I agree. Heroic Kara Zan's awesome. So the whole idea. So that was kind of fun to read, but not really a lot of questions for us. So we'll have to beg for more. Twitter.com/Hordehouse.
Ask us 5 or more questions on Twitter. Let's get our Twitter account, you know, spammed.
We only have like 20, well, we have 22 followers on Twitter. It's slowly climbing.
We have 22 questions right there.
All right. Let's get to some other emails, though. We did get other emails, because what would a week on Horde House be without an email from Flacco Jones?
Flacco Jones.
All right. Here's the email. So, Blizzard recently fixed the exploit I talked about when I was on the show last week. I don't like the word exploit in this situation, because to me that means there was some kind of unfair advantage gained. Basically, when you tame a beast that has a unique look, say an oil-covered bird or a boar that's on fire or a wolf with the sword in its face, and finish the tame, that beast reverts back to looking like a normal pet with the special appearance removed. The trick to keeping their appearances was to mash a macro that would abandon your pet just as the tame finished, then log out and back in to reveal your new pet with the same unique look that they had when they were just an NPC. Blizzard hot fixed it this week. Aww. Though fortunately, we'll not be taking away any pets already earned through this method. My question to you guys is, how do you feel about exploits like this being removed when they added a fun element to the game for some players and don't hurt other players' gameplay? Lest you think I'm just a whiny huntard, a similar situation would be players who would explore the world where they aren't normally allowed to go. Once again, a victimless crime that Blizzard frowns upon.
I think it's sad that they do that because it is fun, but I think the reason why they're not letting people do that is it wasn't intended, and I think that's their whole point, is we didn't intend that, and so we're going to nix that. You know, maybe we're going to add it later on as a spiffy new thing that you can actually tame pets, you know, and take them the way that they look later on. But right now at this time, you know, it was not an intended mechanic, you know, and the simple fact that you had to log out and log back in, I mean, that's something that Blizzard obviously wouldn't have wanted people to do continuously. I mean, it's not something that they intended. So,
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say you consider yourself lucky that you got to keep the pet that you'd tamed, because when they fix some other things like the guild reputation thing and they scaled everybody back and so forth, you know, a lot of times Blizzard giveth and then they taketh away. Mm-hmm. So I think it was actually kind of cool that they let you keep the pet and they didn't fix the pet's look or what have you. So I think it's one of those things where, you know, if you didn't get it when you had the chance, it's kind of gone now. And it makes it, in my opinion, it makes it that much more special, because I think one other reason why they would have taken it out is that if they hadn't taken it out, then everybody would be trying to get one. The word would start spreading and everybody wants a wolf with a knife in its face. And so you have all those people trying to log in and out until they get what they want. And that's kind of like hammering the server and they're just trying to fuck with the game. So, you know, I can sort of see where Blizzard, you know, kind of put the smack down. However, let's hope maybe they learned a little something from it, and if they know that people want these crazy pets, maybe they'll put something more fun in it for hunters, where hunters can get more like vanity types of pets.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome. I mean, there are rares that have unique skins and stuff, mm-hmm. but I mean, that would be cool. You know, I mean, I've seen the pet that Flacco Jones is talking about, and it's pretty freaking awesome.
It is.
Yeah, but you know.
Rice Princess, whatever. You play two hunters. What do you think? What do you think about this?
Well, I'm doubly upset about it because I have two hunters. No, I don't know. I think part of the thing about it is that the people who did this kind of came up with creative ways to do it too, and I think that kind of, I don't know, limits the player's ability to kind of, you know, have their own kind of fun with it. So. But I can also understand, you know, your explanation as to why Blizzard would do something like that. Mm-hmm. My real concern is, why are they fixing stuff like that and not fixing other stuff like, you know, quest thingies on your mini-map being in the wrong areas, all of the plants that are in the sky that you can't loot, why don't you put them on the ground? Like, why don't they fix that kind of stuff in the game instead of stuff like that? That's unimportant.
I agree. I mean, I've seen bugs in this past week.
Could it be that this hunter thing is like a 2-second patch and the plants on the ceiling are like a maybe a really intensive thing that just really fucked up and it's taking more hours to finish? I don't know. Just playing devil's advocate.
Just another thing they rushed, you know, another reason, another thing that shows that they rushed the game before they really, you know, looked at everything that would happen. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I don't know the explanation behind some of this stuff. Some of it just really affects the game. Like when you're in Uldum and sometimes you just randomly get into combat and you can't mount up, like that seriously affects gameplay, I think. And they haven't done anything about it yet. I can't imagine it taking a long time to fix something like that. I don't know. I mean,
maybe in 2011, Rice Princess. Maybe.
Let's hope so.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll cross fingers.
By then, so we'll
all right. One more email for us tonight, and it's from everybody's favorite guild leader, Ferrari.
Yay, okay. Ferrari.
Here we go. So since both the hosts are healers, or at least I think they are, how are you enjoying the changes to healing? I find that unless each member of the group is very careful, that heroics can be pretty painful. Also, do you find that the nerf to Holy Paladin's Tower of Radiance and Vag Flash was warranted, or do you think other healers should have just been brought up a level or two to match them? P.S. Rob, you should really just faction change and come to Winterhoof. No, because I'm not 85 yet, Ferrari. Like, I can't tell you about heroics. And so I think that's why I can't come to Winterhoof, because that would drive you nuts that I'm so fucking slow. Like, and to be honest,
there's a tomb there, Rob.
I do. I do. I have my my druid is over there. So I logged in the night before Cataclysm went live. I'll check in. I'll go over once or twice.
You'll check in, but you're not really actually going to play over there or anything.
Well, I have my other characters on the other server that I've got to level up and everything. So, but
that's where you should be.
I'll at least drop in and say hello. I will. And get yelled at because I make fun of this poor girl I don't even know. So anyway, but Extifer does all the time when you're not here. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, I do. It's my number one thing I do. I'm going to talk about Ferrari.
But keep in mind, my real life friends are on the other server too. So I can't just faction change and leave them behind. Unless you want my warrior. Because seriously, my warrior, she sucks. Like, I totally just screwed her up in leveling. Like, I was prop PvP. What the hell was I thinking? Like, really? I last a long time and I stun, but I never kill a goddamn thing in PvP. So, yeah, I wasn't thinking right with her. But the nice thing is I can kind of start over. Like, as I do Cataclysm quests, I can kind of get new gear. So I could think about bringing my warrior over, but I have my druid, so we'll see.
Yeah. Decisions.
I know, decisions. So anyway, yeah. How about the other question about the healer and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the changes to healing as a healer, Extifer?
I'm still unsure. I noticed... was it yesterday? Yeah, actually yesterday, I ran two or three heroics back to back, and I just got so burnt out, you know, during that play time because of having to worry about everything from people pulling too soon to, you know, maybe one of the NPCs wasn't marked correctly, or I don't know, like little things, like they were just really bugging me. And because it really does affect your healing in the game. I think that healing has become pretty much the hardest thing to do in the game right now.
Interesting.
And yeah, and it's, you know, I think it's even harder than tanking. And it's just been something that I've been kind of, you know, trying to hold my judgment back, you know, until I really experience everything. But last night I was really just like, I need to stop because I will not have fun, you know, if I keep going. So then, you know, we, like I said, we did the raiding this week and I had mana issues and, you know, healing is all about making the right decisions now with your spells. And, you know, I think that I'm making the right decisions, but it's really like bad when you see your mana bar like almost gone and you're like, wait, did I not make the right decisions? Like it's kind of like, I don't know. It makes me upset to think that maybe I'm not playing as well as I could be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
I and I'm looking at the comments about Holy Paladins, and obviously that's what I play as well. You know, I've got to admit, when I first went into places like Stone Core and the Vortex Pinnacle and so forth, you know, I was hearing all these horror stories online about, you know, it's just so hard. The dungeons are so hard and it's so crazy. And I remember our priest was dying in Stone Core and he was having a hard time. And to be honest, I didn't have a problem at all. And like, I don't know if that's just because of the fact that I was a holy pally and we were a little bit OP. I have to admit those changes to Vag Flash really hurt because Vag Flash with like three charges of holy power was really powerful. I mean, it would do like 10K healing to everybody in the instance if everybody was kind of lined up. And now it does like maybe 4 or 5K. And so it's kind of disappointing and it's tough and I'm having a hard time rationalizing using it except for the fact that it's a free heal. And I find that that's the really interesting thing about healing now, at least from a pally standpoint. Like I can't speak to the other stuff, but now it's more about not just choosing the right heal, but juggling your free heals with your mana costing heals in order to be the most effective.
Yeah, you know, it's the same with druids. You know, we get clear casting. So we have to constantly choose when to use our big heals as opposed to our smaller heals. And I try to use every single clear cast as I can and use them wisely because, you know, that's free. Those are free heals, you know, and but still it's a challenge. I mean, they're the same heals no matter what. It's not like it's a new heal to use like your heals that you're talking about, like Badge Flash or whatever. So I have to constantly think, do I really want to spend the mana right now and do my big heal, or do I want to wait until I get a clear cast and do it? You know, and will the tank be too low on threat or too low on health that it wouldn't be possible to even pull that heal off by the time I get the you know, the clear casting.
Yeah,
So I don't know.
that's another big thing I'm challenged with as a Holy Pally too, is do I have to wait the 2 seconds for Divine Light to go off, or do I just, you know, burn the flash of light and then try to use the charge that I might get off it to do something else? You know, it is a lot of very quick decisions. And I've got to admit, although at first I was really scared by the whole concept of all these new heals and so forth, it's been a lot more interesting than just you know, Wrath Healing, which was beacon, flash, 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 beacon, flash, flash. I mean, there wasn't a lot to it. I am really scared about raiding though, because I think I'm gonna have huge mana issues in raiding. Like I don't I the way I was healing Wrath raids, I was having mana issues when we were like downing Lich King and stuff. You know, still running the 80 stuff with the 4.0 changes. So I really am worried I haven't figured out that mechanic yet. But maybe Ferrari can teach me because you guys are
Maybe.
already raiding. So maybe she can tell me her secrets.
She's gonna set you aside and be like, "Hey,
Well,
Rob."
if you can't read Elitist Jerks and if you can't read all the tips on the internet, then I got nothing for you. I can't help you.
Shitbag. That's your word for her. She has to call everybody
Yeah,
shitbag.
I don't know why, but she
So
calls them all shitbags.
Irene. Or Rice Princess, how do you feel about the new healing mechanics since you do not play a healer?
Well, I heal pretty well with my gift of the Naru, so I'm totally fine. By the way, Rob, I have a question regarding priests,
Okay.
if you wouldn't mind. This
Sure.
is a question from Parm from the Guild Danger Squad from the
Yes.
server Blade's Edge.
Yes.
He asks, would you rather level a priest 1 through 85 holy or watch Eat, Pray, Love in its entirety?
But I love Julia Roberts. I would rather level the 1 to 85 priest because you can just do it all through Dungeon Finder now. It's
Okay. Cool.
There you go. Cool
All
story,
right
bro.
then.
All right.
Also, someone is telling you to check Twitter again, but it's up to you.
Okay, let me go check Twitter. What are we suddenly broadcasting live? What
What?
happened?
I
I
don't
I
know.
thought I
Like,
only did
people
one live
spam me
show a
out of
week. I
things.
think
Like,
Irene's
what? up to something.
I think Irene is
And
up to
it's no
something. I'm not in
good.
game at all. I am not in Twilight Highlands.
You're What is you both are playing WoW while doing the show. Like, are you that addicted
It's a
to World?
fucking podcast about
You
WoW,
fucking hate
Rob. Don't be
Cataclysm.
surprised. I know. I'm trying to get out of this shithole. I need to go back to Azeroth. Help me.
Right. Okay, yeah, I do have look at that. Some tweets from Flaco Jones.
Wow.
Wow, Rice Princess, you're really challenging the people that could potentially listen to this show to tweet us.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, well, I'll read the tweets from Flaco Jones. Flaco Jones wants to know, why don't we have more Twitter friends? Because we don't have listeners, Flaco.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
have to help us spread the word, like
Way
it's
to make
bad
things
disease.
awkward,
What?
Flaco Jones.
I
Gosh.
know.
I
We do the
know.
show to entertain ourselves and then like point and laugh when we're listed on WoW Insider, like we're actually a legitimate WoW podcast. And then we go like, oh my God, isn't that funny? We're on their list. Like we're like a legitimate podcast.
Totally.
We got invited to the big kids table at Thanksgiving. Yay. But Flaco Jones sent us another tweet, and it's from Horde House, or sorry, from Flaco Jones to Horde House saying, There is an NPC in Blasted Lands named Button Willow McKittrick. Since when has Blizzard resorted to stealing names from I-5 exits? Really?
Nobody...
Is there a McKittrick in Button Willow, or is it just the city?
I don't know.
Nobody gets that doesn't live in California.
Yeah, you know what? And nobody gets that if they haven't heard your story, Rob, about Button Willow.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm searching to see if there really is a McKittrick in Button Willow.
Oh my god, nobody gives a crap. We just want
to
hear your
story. No, I have to fucking know. You tell my story. You're better at telling stories than I am anyway.
No, but you know it better. Why would I tell your fucking story about Button Willow?
Oh my god, there really is in Button Willow a street that goes through the town. It's the major highway called McKittrick.
Wow.
They really name some fucking character in WoW after McKittrick Highway in Button Willow.
You know too much about
I'm on Google. Google answers everything. It's right there. Highway 58, the McKittrick Highway, runs right through Button Willow.
So how are you familiar with Button Willow, Rob?
Do you really want me to tell this story on my World of Warcraft podcast?
It may have also been a request from others, but I cannot confirm.
I will only
that.
Tell this story because no one listens to this show. Are you happy?
Okay, right. Yes, that works. Do it.
Here's the deal. Many, 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 many years ago when I was in high school, like many years ago, we were going on a trip. I was in the marching band and I played the clarinet in the marching band, and we were going on a trip to Los Angeles, and it was this big old to do. It was a lot of, you know, a lot of fanfare building up to this. We were going to go see Phantom of the Opera in LA. We were going to go to Medieval Times and do the whole, like, you know, dinner thing there. And we were going to go to Disneyland, and we were going to do the band program at Disneyland where you get to actually march in the Disneyland parade and then you get to spend a day at Disneyland, right? Well, the trip the year before, and this was when I was a freshman in high school, so this would have been like 2003, of course. No, but it was a while ago. We'll just leave it at that. But I'm going to tell you what news story happened at the time, so you'll know how old I freaking am. Here's the thing. The year before, when I was in eighth grade and I wasn't in high school yet, the band trip had been canceled altogether because of the Rodney King verdict coming out and the riots happening in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Like, do you remember when they were looting TVs out of the stores and everything because of the Rodney King verdict?
I do. I really do.
So they canceled the band trip because they didn't want to expose, you know, the kids to that. Well, here's the thing. A year later, and all the sophomores are really excited to go on this trip because I had a lot of friends who were a year older than me at the time. All the sophomores are really excited to go on this trip because it had been canceled the year before. Us freshmen are really excited to go on the trip. And guess what? There's a Rodney King trial going on again. It was the retrial. Remember, they did a retrial a year later, right? And our
goddamn Rodney King.
Our principal was so nervous about the verdict that he kept postponing the trip and cutting the trip and cutting the trip, meaning that we were going to school and it was like, guess what, guys? We're not going to be able to leave for the trip because they're afraid of rioting. And so we're going to leave tomorrow and cut out the Phantom of the Opera. Oh, and then it was, okay, the verdict's still not out, so we have to cut out tomorrow and do Medieval Times. Oh, so finally it was like, come on, asshole, let us go and let's at least do Disneyland. So yes, we got to go, even though the trial verdict hadn't come out. We drive all the way down I-5. We get to Disneyland. We stay the night in the hotel. Guess what happens the next morning?
What?
The verdict comes out in the retrial. And the principal calls the band director at like 7 in the morning, whatever, whenever that verdict came out, and said, you need to come home immediately because they were afraid of more rioting happening. So we had to all get back in the bus when we were parked across the street from fucking Disneyland and drive home. And so what happened is that on the way home, driving up I-5 between Sacramento and L.A., there's this little shithole called Button Willow, California, and it's off of I-5. And I think, like, it's parallel to Bakersfield, which is also another shithole in California. So what happened is that the bus stopped in Button Willow, and we all got off the bus, and the band director was basically like, well, here's the money we were going to give you for dinner. I guess this is the tour now. We're stopped in Button Willow. So that was the great band tour of Button Willow, California, because of Rodney King. Now, the footnote of the story is that the principal felt so guilty because nothing happened, right? Remember? Like, nothing happened. Like, maybe.
Yeah. Remember, Christopher? You were there.
Yeah, I was there. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened with the retrial verdict. Not a day.
I lived in South Central at the time, and I was like, What's going to happen,
The principal felt so guilty that he let us take one school day to go back to Disneyland. And so we drove back like on a Tuesday night, overnight, woke up, got to do Disneyland on Wednesday, and then had to drive home that night. And
oh
we
my
were all
God.
Tired as hell.
And you actually went the second
we
time?
We went the second time. We went twice.
My God.
So is your principal just retarded?
He's probably dead now, to be honest. He was an old guy.
Well, it's probably for the best. At least he won't be like stopping people from having fun.
From what I understand, he felt really guilty about it. You know, he was just trying to protect the children, Irene. Isn't anybody thinking of the children?
Oh,
no,
you know
nobody.
What? Let's give him another try on a Tuesday night / Wednesday.
So
it's really convenient for everyone.
Exactly.
Here's
like so stupid.
Here's the thing. I don't know why Rice Princess finds this story so fucking funny. Like, you're all probably sitting there listening to this podcast going, that's it? That's the punchline of the story? But for some reason, Rice Princess finds this shit hilarious that we had our big band tour of Button Willow.
Because it's just so fucking awesome. It's like, haha, Rob, you didn't get to go to Disneyland. You went to fucking Button Willow. Like, you can tell your grandchildren, let me tell you about this great place, Button Willow. We took a band trip there. That's how great it was.
Like, do you remember, Rob, when we went to Disneyland and I took your picture in front of a sign that said Button Willow?
We drove to Disneyland, Extifer and I, just a couple years ago. We actually stopped in Button Willow to get gas. Now there's like a Starbucks there and there's like big travel centers. It's actually kind of a...
Ooh, you know, they've
it's like
grown up.
Happen in place now.
Yeah. It's like, a good place.
I really do want to go to Button Willow.
Well, it's a good place to stop and poop before you go over the grapevine.
Yeah, so you can empty your butt in Willow.
In Willow.
Yeah.
This is totally relevant to WoW, by the way, because there's that one character. So now we have to talk about why he's important.
Yes,
yeah, this is... We just tied it, you know, full circle.
Relevant.
So we took a picture in front of the Button Willow travel stop or whatever and sent a picture to Rice Princess on her phone and put LOL or something. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was funny.
Did you laugh when you got the picture?
I did, of course, and I showed it to everyone. I'm like, you know, Button Willow, you guys get it? Button Willow, no, let me tell you the story.
I'm thinking someone at Blizzard just has some hometown love for Button Willow and just wanted to represent their city in the game.
Or maybe they heard about your epic journey.
Or maybe the Blizzard staff tried to drive to San Francisco, but they were afraid of rioting, so they had to turn around and go back to Button Willow.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's where Metzen lives, is Button Willow.
That's probably it. All right.
I don't know if you guys could hear this in my mic, but I think the people next door are, like, doing it right now.
Are they?
Yeah.
They heard you say Button Willow, and they got so aroused.
Yeah, it's like...
fuck right now.
Yeah.
Button Willow,
Oh, my God, they're going at it. That's just disturbing. I'm sorry.
Well, let's tie this into WoW.
Yeah.
Okay. WoW.
He's probably playing WoW right now and actually making just sound effects as he's cybering.
I think now's a really good time to end this show. It's been over an hour and a half, and it really wasn't that funny tonight, so we need to wrap it up. I'm telling stories about goddamn Button Willow. That's what a wonderful show it's been tonight. All right. That's going to do it. If you guys want to send us more tweets, Hordehouse for the twits on the Gmail, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Send us your emails. Let's get everybody's final thoughts so we can wrap up and get out for the night. Rice Princess, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
No.
You're so exciting. I love having you on the show. Extifer, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
No.
Okay. My final thought is yes.
Ooh.
You might want to get that looked at. All right. We're done. That's it. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week. Merry Christmas a little early. We'll be back next week for a special holiday episode. Oh, yeah. By the way, the whole Christmas thing started in World of Warcraft and no one cares. So
yeah.
No one cur. So chew on that till next week. No one cur.